Overtime. The last game, EJ, you couldn't get something more symbolic of this series. Brett Howden wins it in double overtime with a shorthanded goal. Will we have a game seven, or will the Golden Knights advance? It would go double overtime, and Howden eventually would get the game winner. Here is Marino, centering pass from his knees, counter on net, and Hart passes his first test as he stops that wrister from Keller. Howden sneaks behind Vemelka. Johnny on the spot to play it out of harm's way. Stone down low. That shot by Marner. Stopped by Vemelka. And he will cover. Marner wins the draw. Stone able to get it back to Rasmus Anderson. Gets to the goal line. Vemelka traps it to the chest. Keegan Kolasar floats one. And Riley Smith is able to force towards the edge of the crease. Vemelka had it squirt through on the backside. Barrett Hayton out of the lineup once again. Shea Theodore, wrist shot. Save Vemelka. And the rebound poked wide.
Just missed by Sissons through the crease.
Shea Theodore had the overtime winner in game number four. Give away to Tanner. Right down Broadway. That shot blocked before it got through to Hart. Always seems to be much more effective when it's delivered by a teammate than delivered by the coach.
And in a group setting.
Save made by Vemelka. Short side on Barbashev. And the rebound squirts to the near side. Back and forth between Sergachev and Keller. That shot and the glove of Hart. And he will hold on. And now Uyghur taps ahead. Kerfoot can't clear. Theodore just tosses it rink wide. Drive by Lazan. And that's gathered up. Or rather, Korzak. He is content to just wind it deep for McBain. Wah. Or rather, Nick Dowd sends it all the way down, and it rolls in on Vemelka. Defensive zone draw, though, won by Eichel. But kept by Marino. Backhands a pass to the half wall. Keller whips a shot that may have caught the mask of Hart. Stone drives to his right. Odd man rush. There's the pass. Stone the give. Had Theodore coming late. Probably should have shot the puck. McNabb will. And it's gobbled up by Vemelka. Glove down by Lazan, right back to Sergachev. Both teams making a change. Carconi with some speed down the right wing wall. Carconi circles the net. Centering pass. And Kerfoot save made by Hart.
So I want you to watch Vegas here. They collapse all the way to the net. You see five guys in the picture. We talked to Tortorella before the game. They have to protect the middle of the ice. They know the puck is going to come there, and they all get back. And Hart makes the first save, but then look, you see five Vegas Golden Knights in that picture. That's what they...
This is a veteran team that knows how to win. He's left it to the players and pushed the buttons when he's had to.
Turnover, Marner to Stone in the slot. Back to Marner with room. Shoots, just wide. The rebound, score! Howden took it off the end wall. He was able to tuck it behind Vemelka. 1-0 Vegas.
No matter what regular season demons you might have, you can reverse it all in the playoffs. Brett Howden comes up big in big moments, and he does it again in game six. Parked out right on the doorstep. No chance for Vemelka. Has to restore whatever 21.
Sometimes players that don't rack up crazy regular season statistics just find a way to rise up in the postseason. There's a shot. And the sprawling was Hart. So we will see what happens with this power play. And certainly, this could be a momentum changer as Sergachev gets the clear to start the second period. But through the five games that they have played in this series so far, there have been seven lead changes. And now Hanifin settles it down behind the net as the second unit comes out for Vegas. Howden allowing Barbashev to skate onto the puck. The drop. Room for Hurdle. That shot. Step up and Malkin reaches behind and sweeps it away backhanded. And it's clear.
But right before this, it's a huge save by Vemelka. Desperation, that puck's going in. He reaches back and swats the puck out. But Utah gets a big opportunity, the opportunity here to try and tie
still
this game.
15 seconds to go on the power play. Hanifin around the dasher. Anderson skates onto the puck, sweeps it on net. Kick save by Vemelka. Stretch pass. That missed Stenlund. He takes down Lazan. Followed. McBain on net. Save made. Swept wide of Hart by Stenlund. And it's squeezed to the corner. Riley Smith. Met by Sergachev. Stenlund on the turnover. Shoots. Save made by Hart. Poked around the boards to Sergachev. Up top, Durzi. Back to Sergachev. Shot save made by Hart. The rebound. Now Now to Howden. Off skates and turned over to Keller. And now Rasmus Anderson, the outlet. Tape to tape. Eichel in stride through center. Off to Dorofiev. Into the slot. Pulled. Barbashev shoots. Save Pavelka. It's available. Edge of the crease. Poked to the corner. And it looks like Utah's down a forward. Kyler Yamamoto not on the bench. We have not seen him. That shot bluffed by Carter Hart. Under 7 minutes to go in the second period. The lowest scoring game of this series so far. Keller with room. Fires one. Save made with the blocker by Hart. Two defenders, Mark Stone and Marner. And Stone took the puck away. Brings it across the line. Stone floats it on Pavelka. And he will cover.
And Yamamoto's back on the ice for Utah. It's a welcome scene for them.
Marner, backhander, save Pavelka, and he's able to control it with the glove. Rasmus Anderson. Once again reversed. Hanifin off to Barbashev. Barbashev sets up. Marner walks it in, shoots, score! Marner picks the corner with a blast! What a shift by Vegas! It's 2-0.
Vegas gets two lines to change, but watch the top of the zone. Watch Barbashev. That's a forward. He climbs to the top, and then it's a give and go with Marner, and he rips one on the southpaw, the right-handed catcher Pavelka. It's a perfect play from the top. Everyone touches the puck. It goes through the legs of Pavelka. Vegas has a 2-0 lead, but let's not forget, Utah has come back in this series before. In game four, they were down 3-0. They
simply put it back to the soft corner. Now with Sergachev behind the net. Banks a pass right. Yamamoto handles it. Wrist shot.
Score! Need to pop off to the center. This play happens by Sergachev. Right side of your screen. It's an indirect to Yamamoto. And he slings it through the arm to the Hart. Hart has to come up with that save. He's been brilliant tonight, but this one can't go in. Right through the armpit. Yamamoto gets his first of the playoffs. He cuts the lead in half. Utah's on the board, and this crowd is alive.
Dowd wins another draw. Room for McNabb. Wrist shot. Save Pavelka, the rebound. Score! Gives Vegas their two-goal lead back.
A heartbreaker if you're Utah, but this is off the faceoff, and in the playoffs you need your depth. It's the rebound by Sissons. The fourth line for Vegas has been fantastic. Cole Smith, Dowd, and Sissons. Sissons has a goal and two assists in the playoffs. He picks up his second of the series for a huge goal for the Vegas Golden Knights. It's a pass off the pad. The Vegas power play has a chance to put the dagger in the mammoth.
Off the draw, it's one to Theodore. Room for Marner. Down to the goal line. Eichel protects the puck and pulls it to the corner. Gets a return from Theodore. Theodore, a one-timer. Flutters in front. Score! It's Marner! Power play goal! And that is a dagger for the Vegas Golden Knights!
I'd rather just be lucky than good. And this is what happens. Off the faceoff, Marner touches it up to Theodore at the top of your screen. Excuse me, Eichel. He takes the one-timer right... Watch the top. The one-timer goes to Theodore right here. It hits the guy in front and falls right to Marner in the middle. You go for the block shot. Sometimes it falls on your stick. Pavelka's too late to react.
Keller has it. 3:40 to go. Keller trying to roof one over the shoulder of Carter Hart. Net empty. Cole Smith fires one right into the middle of the empty net. 5-1 for Vegas.
Man, has Cole Smith been good. What an addition at the deadline. Gunther just throws this puck to the middle. And Cole Smith says, yeah, I'll just take it myself. I'm not getting to the red line and worried about the icing. He puts it dead center. And gets his second of the playoffs.
And the final seconds tick off the clock. A standing ovation here at Delta Center for those friends of the Mammoth who are still here, saluting their team for a great season, but you certainly salute the Vegas Golden Knights.